This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and that was the title track, really. Back Porch Bluegrass, recorded in 1976 in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, myself playing banjo, Colin Watson on guitar, Alan James on bass, and we're in a great, huge studio, just spotlighted, a small area in the centre of the studio was spotlighted, and we stood around with our microphones in front of us. And we had a good time playing the music. That's an original tune I wrote, and I played out of the key of E for those of you that are playing along with the instrument. And it's an interesting key for banjo. I use D shapes, capo 2, and it's sort of got a good feel to it. And I hope you enjoyed that. Well, I've got a program lined up for you today. I've got a few LPs. Remember LPs, the big square covers that they came in, and the big 300 millimetre diameter or whatever they are, circles of music. That's the way we always used to do things. And I've got a few of those lined up for you now. We're going to start off with a Charlie Moore LP, and this is called The Original Rebel Soldier. Charlie was well known for his version of that song, but being me, I didn't pick that one to play for you. I picked another one. Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die. Charlie Moore sings it. He plays guitar. He's got Butch Robbins playing banjo, Chubby Wise playing fiddle, and Henry Dockery playing bass. And the music sounds like this.
Sweet love die. When flowers fade, they say they'll bloom again someday. Will you love me when the rosebud opens wide? Or is your kiss to be only a memory? I need you so, don't let your sweet love die.
Some classic bluegrass there from Charlie Moore. And interesting that he didn't have a mandolin rhythm in the band, and just a four-piece band. That's the way a lot of people used to play back in the 70s and 80s. They had four-piece type bands instead. Anyway, I'm going to play you from a five-piece band now, the Kathy Kallick Band. This is from the album Foxhounds, and they play some great bluegrass music. I've seen them at the Grass Valley Festivals in California. They also run the workshops, and they're very entertaining as well as educational when they're running the workshops. Kathy Kallick on guitar and vocals, Annie Stanadek on fiddle and vocals, Carrie Black on acoustic bass and vocals, Greg Booth on dobro, banjo and vocals. He was my instructor for dobro, and he's a fine banjo player as well, and all-round nice gentleman. Tom Beckany on mandolin and vocals. Looks like everyone sings. This came out in 2015. The song that I'm going to kick it off with is a title track, Foxhounds, and Kathy notes in the album, in the early 1980s, I had the chance to sit on Bill Monroe's porch with him and listen to his foxhounds running at night. It was not about the foxes, it was the sound of the foxhounds that gave him great joy. And being Kathy, of course, she wrote a song about it. And this is what the song Foxhounds sounds like.
That haunts the nighttime still. As we stood apart. Ooh, baying in the night, sound chasing sound beneath the pale moonlight. Ooh, ooh, it lift your spirits high, listening to the lonesome fox hounds cry.
It's a Kathy Kallick band, and didn't they do a good job of that song? Really clips along and got some lovely verses and lovely phrases in there too. Let's have an instrumental from Craig Smith now, a tune called The Sandy River Bell, and he plays it on banjo in the key of D, folks. Maybe it's about keys for banjo players this week. You never know. He does a wonderful job on this tune. they just sort of went mad at the end there, didn't they? That was Craig Smith playing banjo, Scott Huffman on guitar, Jeff Foxall on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Gene LeBeer on bass there. We'll hear from Charlie Moore again. This is with his band doing a real classic bluegrass tune. And this album was made way back in 1988. This album came out. So this was a sort of classic bluegrass sound of the late 1980s, perhaps. You might describe it like that. And it's a tune called Shady Grove. Oh, a lot of energy in that, wasn't it? A lot of, you can imagine that as a sort of classic jam session type performance. They sound reminiscent of the old Flat and Scruggs band with the absence of mandolin. And I remember Flat and Scruggs did that in the Carnegie Hall album, I think it was. And it's been a great song. Bill Emerson's long been one of my favourite banjo players, and we've played his music a lot of times on this show. And he's worked in various combinations throughout the years, from Jimmy Martin to the Country Gentlemen to Emerson and Waldron. And his own bands have always been excellent. And here he is playing with a guitarist and vocalist called Wayne Taylor. Bill Emerson, Wayne Taylor. They've got Mike Aldridge on dobro, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, Wyatt Rice on lead and rhythm guitar, Dan Tominski playing some mandolin and doing harmony vocals on this particular track, and Mick Nicholson playing acoustic bass for him. And it's a tune called, it's an old Jim and Jesse tune called Too Many Tears, and it sounds just like this.
Fill my eyes too many times. To me, you lied. Too many tears have washed away the love we shared in yesterday. Too many nights I've been alone until at last all hope is gone. Too many tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part. Times I trusted you until you broke my heart in two. Too many tears have fell in vain, and now they washed away the pain. Too many nights I've been alone until at last all hope is gone. Too many
tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part. Shed lonely tears, you will regret in future years. There'll be no one to cry for you. Too many tears will make you blue. Too many nights I've been alone, until at last all hope is gone. Too many tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part.
Oh, I think they did a great version of that song, Too Many Tears. Jim and Jesse would have been proud of them, I think. Time for another LP. This is J.D. Crowe. The LP is called My Home Ain't in the Hall of Fame, and it's on Rounder. Came out in 1979, and J.D. Crowe was doing quite a bit of experimentation with his music, achieving a sort of slightly more country sound by the use of drums and maybe even the choice of songs. But he had some great players in the band. Of course, J.D. played banjo and did the baritone vocals. Keith Whitley was playing guitar and doing lead vocals. Jimmy Gaudreau, mandolin and tenor vocals. Bobby Sloan was playing fiddle. Steve Bryant was playing the electric bass. Doug Jernigan was playing the steel guitar and a dobro. And Jimmy Ashby was playing some drums. And it's a bit more of a country sound than we're maybe used to from J.D. Crowe, but this was the period he was going through, and it was just prior to doing those Bluegrass Album Band recordings, which started in 1980. So he was jumping a little bit from one sound to another, but he still played great banjo, whatever he did. And here is a very bouncy country song sort of called She's Gone, Gone, Gone.
She'd be gone before I could count him. I guess that I didn't believe her, cause just look at the trouble I'm in. And she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster the train flies, farther on down the track. Farther from me, and she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster the train flies, farther on down the track.
Well, that was J.D. Crowe, a very country-sounding album there. There's some good material on it, and Keith Whitley, of course, it's an absolute delight to hear him sing. I saw him when he was 16 years old playing with the Ralph Stanley Band, him and Ricky Skaggs, and he sounded great then. Oh, let's listen to an album that was very definitive in my approach to bluegrass music. If you've ever read the book Industrial Strength Bluegrass, thanks very much, Ray, for that book about the bluegrass in Ohio in the 1950s and 1960s and even 1970s, Earl Taylor gets lots of mention. He was one of the hard-working bluegrass musicians that was a classic advocate for bluegrass music, never made much money out of it, worked hard and just played some great music. Anyway, we got this album called Bluegrass Taylor Made, Earl Taylor and his Bluegrass Mountaineers. And it was the first time that we'd heard a real full-on bluegrass band with mandolin, fiddle, great vocals, three-part harmony, driving banjo. It was different from the Flat and Scrog sound, different from the Dillard sound, different from some of the music that we'd heard coming out of Washington, D.C. on Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. And we did, when I say we, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, did lots of songs from this album. The cover gave you a very wrong impression of who it actually was, though. The band was really Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys. They were one of the Baltimore-based bands, very traditionally oriented. And the Bluegrass Mountaineers was a name given to the band by Capitol Records. The musicians on the album were Earl Taylor doing mandolin, lead and tenor vocals, Jim McCall, guitar and lead vocals, Walter Hensley on banjo, Vernon McIntyre, or Boat Whistle, as he's regularly called, on bass, and Benny Martin on fiddle. It was recorded in Nashville 1964. They did 12 tracks in a four-hour session. They were all sort of familiar repertoire. Just before the album's release, Jim McCall and Earl Taylor had one of their frequent disagreements, and Jim McCall left the group. His replacement was credited with being on the album. It's crazy, isn't it? Benny Martin got no credit whatsoever. He was a well-known fiddle player for the early Flat and Scruggs band, among others, but he got no mention on the album whatsoever and played some classic fiddle. I'm going to play two tracks, Earl's Breakdown, which really features the driving banjo of Walter Hensley, and then Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong, which is classic early bluegrass. This is Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys.
Thank you. Now you told me that your love is true. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. But I'm still praying for a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Is rough and rocky too, as I travel on, dear, without you. But maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Never shall forget today when you said you were going away. I couldn't believe that it was true after all the love I had for you. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind.
Oh, listening to that really brings back some memories. They did some fine music, and we listened to that album so much, just trying to get the nuances that they were putting into the music. And thank you very much, Earl Taylor, for that. I saw him in Washington, D.C. in 1971, and he was playing with the band. I don't know who the rest of the band were. Somewhere in a public space in Washington, D.C. as part of a festival. It was a good privilege. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, talking about the music that I love to listen to, love to play for you. I hope you're enjoying it too. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music store. Anything you need musically, you can go to Shearer's and they'll come up with something. I've got a friend that wanted a songbook that had lots of different songs in it, including old folk songs and well-known songs, and she found exactly what she wanted at Shearer's. So go and see them. All the staff are musicians, and they can really understand what you're aiming for. Big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada and the USA too. I really appreciate you tuning in on your local radio station. Mouth doesn't work sometimes. You get that, don't you? And all the people that manage to tune in to podcasts on any of the likely sources like Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can listen to this show, and I really appreciate you all tuning in for it. Let's listen to J.D. Crowe and New South again from the album My Homemade in the Hall of Fame. This is a song called Railroad Lady.
She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady. spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, to get home again. South Station in Boston to the stockyards of Austin. From the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a Pullman car traveler, now the switchman won't have her. She's trying, to get home again. Fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hocked him for cold cash and left town on Wabash, never thinking, of home way back then. Now the rails are all rusty and the diamond car dusty. The gold-plated watches have taken their toll. The railroad is dying and the lane crying on a bus to Kentucky and home, that's her goal. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, to get home again.
That was J.D. Crowe of the New South, and Keith Whitley doing the lead vocals there. Sounded really nice, didn't it? Well, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band sort of borrowed tunes from all sorts of sources. This next tune we recorded in 1970 in Wellington, HMV Studios, or EMI Studios they became, for the album Kersbrook Cottage. And this was taken from the Greenbrier Boys, and it's written by Frank Wakefield. The Train That I Ride, it was called. David Calder on mandolin and tenor harmony, Lindsay Bedoni on bass and the baritone harmonies, Alan Rhodes on guitar and lead vocals, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle. She was Colleen Bain still at that time. And then Paul Trenwith, that's me, on banjo. And we did this version of Train That I Ride. Have a listen to this.
Train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
No more will I roam, no more will I wander. No more will I roam, no more will I wander. The early morning train will take me down yonder.
The train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride
is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to be home tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'll be here today. Gonna be home tomorrow.
My gosh, we played so fast in those days. And Lindsay and David and Alan really pulled off some harmonies with the, and they had a little bit of help with the double tracking there, but I can't get over how fast we used to play. It's just ridiculous. It was fun, though. Here's Kathy Kallick and her band again to do a song called My Montana Home. So for all you people who live in Montana, we call it Montana, you probably call it. Here goes the song.
Small rivers and streams flow behind the home base and spill into the mighty Missouri. As I look out my door toward the great western plains, there's a sweet view that's been home. Prairie grass, slope east of the Rockies divide, 100 valleys so green, neath the purple mountains, water flows along either side.
Song from Kathy Kallak band there about Montana home. Listen up, there's a few things happening around the place that you might need to be made aware of. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session is this Sunday in Hamilton, of course, at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. Starts at 2:30, finishes at 5. Very informal jam session where we have a lot of fun. Some of the musicians from Back Porch Bluegrass are playing at the Wellington Bluegrass Society on Saturday the 9th of December. So if you're down in Wellington and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, the radio show, come and see some of us from the club and watch us play. We're doing a couple of sets of fine bluegrass there. And I think you're really going to enjoy what we present. There's all sorts of good things happening there. In February 2024, a few months away, we got the USA band, North Carolina band, Sassafras visiting. They visited a couple of years ago and played mostly in the South Island and in the lower part of the North Island. This time they're coming back and playing in the northern part of the North Island, as well as some of the southern parts of the North Island too. So it'll be a real treat to have Sassafras play. Then we got New Zealander George Jackson, fine fiddle player and banjo player, visiting in March 2024 with Brad Kolodner, who's a banjo player, and they'll be traveling around playing in different venues, and they'll be in Hamilton if you're in Hamilton, and playing at something that we'll put on so that we can hear them present their music. So stuff to be aware of, and if you enjoy the music, come and see it live. It's even more fun live. Let's get Bill Emerson and Wayne Taylor and the boys to play the Lonesome Pine Breakdown. It goes like this. By Bill Emerson. Always loved his banjo playing. Time for a gospel song, of course. We've got to have one of those on the show. Here's Rhonda Vincent from the album The Storm Still Rages, and it's one called When the Angels Sing.
That's
was Rhonda Vincent, and she was helped out on the singing with singing the chorus with her brother Darren Vincent and with Alison Krauss. You can't get a better combination than that, can you? Well, it's just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the show. There's been bits and pieces from all over, some from LPs, some from CDs, and some from deep in the shelves of at my home. But I always managed to find something that I think you'll enjoy. We're going to go out with a fiddle tune from Chubby Wise, the Lee Highway Blues. And I remember Colleen Trenwith used to play this way back in the early days. It was a really popular tune. It was a change from Orange Blossom Special, which everyone loved. But Lee Highway Blues is just as exciting a tune. And we always got a great crowd reaction to this. Chubby Wise, of course, a great fiddle player, played with Bill Monroe, played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, played with Hank Snow and the Rainbow Ranch Boys, and is highly respected as a fiddle player. And good reason. Here is his version of the Lee Highway Blues. Thanks for tuning in. Do it again next week. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.